Every Friday leading up to Election Day, we've been checking in with PolitiFact to find out just how truthful the candidates have been on the campaign trail. PolitiFact New Hampshire is a partnership of The Telegraph in Nashua and the NationalPolitiFact.com, a project of the Tampa Bay Times. The goal is to help you find the truth in politics. They research candidate statements, and then they rate their accuracy on what they call a truthometer. Joining me again to discuss the most recent rulings is The Telegraph's managing editor for content, Jonathan Van Fleet. Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Rick.
So there's been some noise made about one of your rulings from last week. Specifically, Republican Speaker of the House Bill O'Brien announced through his Facebook account that he didn't like the half-truth that he received. Now, critics of PolitiFact, including O'Brien, say that these fact checks are, you know, thinly veiled attacks on Republican candidates. What's your response to that?
Well, there were two fact checks last week, one on Senator Jeanne Shaheen, a Democrat, and the other one on O'Brien. Both of them received a half-true. O'Brien happens to be up for re-election and Shaheen isn't, so that may have affected his response. On top of that, nobody likes being told they're being dishonest or even misleading, so we get this kind of reaction from time to time.
Sure. Now, why did O'Brien call it a fact-checking facade?
His claim was that when Republicans took over the state legislature in 2010, New Hampshire's tax rate for employers was 50th in the nation, and unemployment had more than doubled under Democrats. We found the state's corporate tax rate was indeed last in the nation, but the overall business tax climate was rated 7th best. Meanwhile, the state's unemployment numbers did, in fact, nearly double under Democrats, but economists say that's more a result of the economy than any particular party or person. He was close on the numbers, but off on the blame, which is why he earned a half-true. It's worth noting that PolitiFact does something other fact-checking organizations don't do. We evaluate the credit or blame included in a statement, and that's what makes the truthometer different.
Okay, so let's get down to this week's rulings. You published a check on a claim made by former Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter, and she's running against Republican Frank Ginta in the state's 1st Congressional District. Here's what a narrator says in her recent ad.
Tea Party Congressman Frank Ginta voted for billions in cuts to veterans programs and opposed funding for veterans health care and housing.
In response, Ginta organized a veterans rally in Manchester to show what he said was his, quote, strong record of supporting veterans. So who's telling the truth here?
This is a classic example of a political he said, she said. Since Shea Porter launched the claim that Ginta voted to cut veterans program, we decided to check her. Her campaign cited Ginta's votes on the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Appropriation Act of 2010 and the House Republicans' budget resolution.
So what did his votes reveal?
The Veterans Appropriations Act initially included about $130 billion in funding for the Department of Veterans Affairs, which was an increase of about $8 billion over the 2011 funding level, and Ginta voted in favor of it. By the time the bill made its way through Congress, the final version known as the Consolidated Appropriations Act was below the initial proposal, but it still exceeded the 2011 veterans figure by nearly $1 billion. But this time, Ginta voted against it, saying the bill's overall price tag was too high.
So he voted for the bill once and then against it, but both proposals contained more money for veterans?
That's right. That's right. And then the House budget, which Ginta also supported, increased veteran spending as well. But that budget calls for billions in cuts to discretionary spending, which have yet to be identified and could adversely affect veterans programs. Still, as it stands, there's no cuts to funding for veterans in the budget. On balance, we found Shea Porter's claim to be a distortion of Ginta's voting record, and we rated it mostly false.
So what are some of the other fact checks that you've been working on?
Well, we only published one fact check since we last spoke, but we're looking at a pair of attacks in the 2nd Congressional District against Republican Charlie Bass. I hope to have both those rulings for you next week.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. The Telegraph's managing editor for content, Jonathan Van Fleet. He joins us each Friday morning with the latest PolitiFact rulings. You can see all of them online right now at nhpr.org.